Are you looking for that insanely cool holiday gift? Give the most awesome present this year. The Headrest Safe. Stop looking at way too many useless products online. Check out the Headrest Safe. With its sleek, universal design that fits in most vehicles, give the one gift that stands out above all the others. The one-of-a-kind Headrest Safe blends seamlessly into the car's passenger headrest. Only the owner knows it's there. Yeah, pretty cool. Three ways to access the Headrest Safe quickly: a biometric reader that uses a fingerprint, a 4-to-8-digit passcode, and a key. Oh yeah, the Headrest Safe is amazing. So why not just get one for yourself and that person who has everything? The only discount code that will save you $50 and give you free shipping is Dana at checkout. That's D-A-N-A. Of course, the Headrest Safe has a 100% money-back guarantee, but you're gonna love this. The Headrest Safe, the only one to buy for all your valuables. Order the most incredible gift ever while providing safety and security. Go to theheadrestsafe.com.
What are the agency doing to encourage any decrease in those prices?
Well, we don't have, obviously the prices are met on the private sector, on a market, so we don't have a direct impact on that market.
Like Killen Drilling in Anwar?
No, that has nothing to do with the price today.
Oh my gosh. So, okay, first off, that's Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, and she's speaking there about, taking questions about energy impact and U.S. energy production. Welcome back to the program. Top of this second hour, Dana Loesch with you. Listen coast to coast. And you can also watch the simulcast of the radio program, YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. A caveat there, and she's trying to play on people's unawareness of how the global market production with regards to the global market works. So she's saying, well, it's not going to have an impact on the price today, having the leases from the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge up there in Alaska. That's not the point, though. We're not talking about today. She's playing a semantics game with you because and she begs the question because she gives you an answer based on a premise that that's not your point. That wasn't what you were asking. People weren't talking about, well, what can immediately impact this today? We're talking about overall. And she's like, well, you know, suspending those leases, canceling the leases isn't going to impact gas prices today. No, it impacts the ability for the United States to be A, energy independent, and also to be a net exporter again, which is what we were previously before that was all changed with this new administration. And she's counting on you not knowing that. They like to make fun of people by presupposing that you're arguing that we're just taking oil from there and we're just going to refine it and use it for ourselves as opposed to sending it to Houston and adding it to the global market. And yet they're the ones who they think that's funny, but yet they're the ones who act like somehow readjusting and restructuring the entire energy sector of the United States and patterning it on rare earth elements and quote unquote green tech, that becoming more reliant on China for that energy and tech than we are OPEC right now is somehow better or greener or et cetera. It's silly. And if she sits here and argues that, you know, her, you know, point, she's like, well, we can't do anything to lower gas prices. You can't do anything to lower gas prices. Well, then why were you releasing out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? Exactly. What the hell do you think? What were you doing there? If you think that you can't control gas prices, why were you depleting our reserve? If you think that you can't control gas prices, why the hell do you have the president going hat in hand asking Venezuela for crude? Why was he begging the Saudis if you didn't think that we couldn't control? I mean, it's just, what a stupid position. If you didn't think that we couldn't control gas prices, for the love. I mean, that's one of the things that we were doing. They were trying to say, oh, it's going to help with inflation. We're going to release everything from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Well, look how well that didn't work. Mm-hmm. And we depleted our reserve. Now, we just don't have the direct impact on the market. Really, it's the number one driver for inflation right now. What do you mean you can't control and you don't think it has impact on the market? How is she in this position? Again, they hire people for these positions that don't know anything about them. It's like having me as, Kane, I just told you, it's like having me be the secretary for football. Imagine that. I so But this is the thing. I read this headline. 4 in 10 investors say higher prices are destroying plans for people's retirement. Rising gas prices, pushing up the rate of inflation, almost 4%. The all kinds of stuff. I told you 61% living paycheck to paycheck. Did you hear this? I don't even know what charging anxiety is. Have you heard about this? Charging anxiety? No. The CEO of Ford, Jim Farley, he was asked about, because they're apparently producing 600,000 electric vehicles per year by 2024. And he said, quote, "We're going into the mass consumers who have a lot of charging anxiety." Charging anxiety. And he said that people are not willing to pay a premium. Charging anxiety. This is like being forced upon people before the market actually wants it. They said they were talking about their hybrids, their everything else. They said they think EVs are going to be a significant number, a chunk of their business. They just don't know. The charging anxiety. People are worried, I guess, about the charging network. There was a joint venture that called for about 30,000 charging stations across the U.S. and Canada. This sounds like a snobby suburbanite's problem or solution to a problem that exists in their own mind. You're creating a bigger issue than needs to be. And it's based upon the lie that all of this stuff is greener. There are more greenhouse gases produced through the extraction of rare earth elements, the processing of rare earth elements, the manufacturing of all of the materials needed to fabricate all of these EVs and everything else, as opposed to the clean extraction methods that we have pioneered with oil and gas, which, by the way, replenish over time. It's the way it works. So they had this project that's coordinated by BMW, GM, Honda, Kia, several others. They want to have 30,000 chargers installed in the U.S. and Canada. And they want to build out this network, is what they had said. I don't care if you do build out the network. I don't think it's practical. I don't think it's practical. I'm not judging somebody if they want to have an EV. I'm not even going to relitigate this. We've talked about it. But you're reliant upon coal still. Where do you think electricity comes from? It's like these people don't know how energy is made. Where the hell y'all think electricity comes from? Over 85% of it comes from coal-powered plants. The majority of it. Oh no, but it's cleaner. Because see, we're not drilling for oil and gas. Oh yeah, it's cleaner. So we're stripping the land and creating all kinds of carcinogenic byproducts by dirtily extracting rare earth elements in a very laborious process that we don't actually do here in the United States. China, the number one polluter on the planet, does, with no worker protections, no environmental protections. They're the ones who do it. And because they do it and you don't, you think this absolves you of the original sin of pollution? EVs are the political indulgence for the feeble-minded people who like to pose about being environmentalists. That's what it is. If you tell me that you drive an EV because you think it's clean, I literally will think that you are too stupid to associate with. Because it's true. And where's the left on this? See, if the left really believed what they believe about everything, they would be asking why so many suburban Americans, city-dwelling Americans, why are you all pushing pollution towards China and other lesser developed nations that are tasked with the dangerous job of mining your indulgent elements? What about all the people who are dying of cancer from the carcinogenic byproducts in China? There's whole cancer villages over there. Or To say nothing, there was no outrage aside from one piece from ABC a few years ago about 20,000 children that were hand mining cobalt in Congo. No outrage over that. No, it's so that Karen can feel better about herself when she goes and charges her EV, and then she can parade her virtue around like a modern day Pharisees. Look at me. I care so much about the earth. I mean, yes, there were children that had to mine the cobalt for use in making this product. And yes, there's carcinogenic byproducts and the stripping of the earth that resulted in the other elements needed to make my EV. But it's not happening where I can see it. Thus, it doesn't exist. These people are dumber than, I mean, it's babies at least develop object permanence. But progressive left with their EV stuff, they do not. But that's what it is. And we're pushing this. They're pushing everyone to not drive, to stay home, eat bugs, own nothing, and die. That's why they sit here. Jennifer Granholm says, well, we can't control how this impacts it. No, you can. And you're purposely tanking it. You're tanking it because Joe Biden, who is the biggest grifter, I can't believe I'm saying this. I think he might be the biggest grifter to ever be in the White House. This family, this trash family, makes the Clintons look classy. They have zero accomplishments at all to their name. They act like they're nobility in America. Somehow this guy gets in the White House, and after being in the vice president's office, merching it out for gain, he does the same thing in the White House, merching it out for gain. They're making money. The Bidens become richer the more that America's dependency upon China and rare earth elements grows. They're selling out American national security for benefit. No wonder. That's a national security issue. I'm all for the impeachment inquiry. But this is the reality of it. Gas prices will continue to rise, and it's not going to be easy for all of these, you know, for all of this rare earth element stuff. No, it's they're tanking this system, and then they're also encouraging lawlessness and disorder. So coming up, there's new images out of Arizona showing thousands of illegal immigrants that are being detained in an outdoor holding area in Tucson. That sector is overwhelmed. Border Patrol is warning that they are over capacity. For 3 days in a row, they have seen approximately 2,000 illegal crossings per day. And they said that they're having to now just release people onto the street because they are out of space. Wow. We're going to talk about that coming up. Our friends over at Wise Foods want to make sure that you are prepared, because the last thing you want to worry about if an emergency happens is where your next dinner is going to come from. Where's your next meal coming from? So this is where Wise Food Storage comes in. You can save $50 on your 4-week survival food kit. Get free shipping at preparewithdana.com. 2-bucket 4-week survival food kit includes 2,200 calories plus 64 grams of protein per day. A 28-day supply. All the food is made with high quality U.S. ingredients. It's freeze dried, dehydrated, easy to prepare. You just add water. 25-year shelf life. They have all kinds of dishes included, everything you can think of, wonderfully prepared, easy to get ready. Order yours today at preparewithdana.com and save $50 on your 4-week survival food kit plus free shipping. That's preparewithdana.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently a bunch of different VHS tapes are selling for thousands of dollars. There's a catch. It has to be in mint condition, and it has to be a certain one. So classics like Back to the Future, movies that have a cult following like the original Fast and the Furious, they're selling for thousands of dollars on eBay. So they said that A Nightmare on Elm Street is literally going for mint condition, VHS, $5,000 on eBay. The Goonies, $4,000. Taxi Driver, $1,900. Conan the Barbarian, $1,700. I mean, everything from the Dumbo, Teen Wolf, Gremlins, First Blood, Halloween. Those are some of the 11 most valuable VHS tapes. And again, has to be in mint condition. That's the I cannot believe someone's paying that. Who is that? It has to be somebody in the administration, because I don't know who would be that dumb with money. The U.S. is to shift millions of dollars in military aid from Egypt to Taiwan, according to the Wall Street Journal. This is after relations between Cairo and Washington having been strained over things like human rights, Ukraine, etc. I also think it's just some people are recognizing maybe where the heat actually is. Jack Osborne, son of Ozzy, sparks furious backlash from morons after he shared a video of himself hunting elk and deer with a bow and arrow during his first hunt. Yeah, a lot of people go bow hunting. You know, for the people who think that meat just magically apparates onto the shelves in grocery stores, there's not a field where meat is grown. That's not how that works. And he was, you know, he didn't do anything. He wasn't like, you know, he was just showing like he is out there hunting with a bow. He's out hunting for elk and deer. And he's, you know, he wasn't acting reckless or anything. I don't understand. It's morons that are upset. People are like, oh, I'm so disappointed to see this, etc. You realize that you have to call the herd and that it is strictly regulated. Anyone who's criticizing him for this needs to shut up and get educated on it. I'm so tired about it. It's like, again, it's like me talking about football. I know nothing about football. Hearing people bitch about other people responsibly harvesting meat, it's the same thing. Stop. Done with it. Also, oh, this is funny. Ron DeSantis launched billboards in Illinois in a hysterical campaign urging law enforcement to make the smart move to Florida, where they're going to treat their police right. More than 2,700 officers have been recruited in Florida since they've rolled out this campaign. It says citizenship matters, law enforcement matters. Make the smart move to Florida. And they actually tout a $5,000 signing bonus for out-of-state officers who relocate as part of its recruitment bonus payment program that they signed into law last year. That's hysterical. Let's see. 47% of Americans say achieving retirement security will take a miracle, and they blame inflation. And even Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg cannot find a reliable EV charger. Apparently, he was on the struggle bus recently. I know. Interesting. All right, so coming up, it's even worse at the border lately than you've ever imagined. I mean, it's always bad, but especially so this past week. We'll discuss. Stick with us.
Are you looking for that insanely cool holiday gift? Give the most awesome present this year. The Headrest Safe. Stop looking at way too many useless products online. Check out the Headrest Safe. With its sleek, universal design that fits in most vehicles, give the one gift that stands out above all the others. The one-of-a-kind Headrest Safe blends seamlessly into the car's passenger headrest. Only the owner knows it's there. Yeah, pretty cool. Three ways to access the Headrest Safe quickly: a biometric reader that uses a fingerprint, a 4-to-8-digit passcode, and a key. Oh yeah, the Headrest Safe is amazing. So why not just get one for yourself and that person who has everything? The only discount code that will save you $50 and give you free shipping is Dana at checkout. That's D-A-N-A. Of course, the Headrest Safe has a 100% money-back guarantee, but you're gonna love this. The Headrest Safe, the only one to buy for all your valuables. Order the most incredible gift ever while providing safety and security. Go to theheadrestsafe.com.
It is very important that there be no conflation between Hamas and the Palestinians. The Palestinians deserve equal measures of safety and security, self-determination and dignity. And we have been very clear that the rules of war must be adhered to.
There's no rules in war.
And that there be humanitarian aid that flows.
Okay, that's not Israel's responsibility, though. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch here. I feel like a goth cupcake. I'm dressed as Wednesday Addams. But like the modern Wednesday Addams, not, you know, from the Tim Burton new series, which actually was great. Welcome back to the program. Bottom of this first hour. So she's saying that, first off, there's no rules in war. It's war. You cheat. Every good person will. I mean, this is just war 101. I don't like non-strategists. I love reading about military strategy. I love World War II history, World War I history. I love like war history, but particularly World War II because we had so many family members in it. And I feel like that's a concept, the idea of a polite war that's created by people who've never fought it, or who don't know anybody who ever fought it. and have no idea what war fighters go through. You put people who go and prosecute campaigns that the people who that the pencil pushers come up with. When you make these kind of rules, like, oh, there's going to be just the manners in war. You got to have rules of war. There's no rules in war, chick. They know rules of war. I mean, you're talking about it's literally a zero sum game. How did Patton say it? Patriotism isn't dying for your country, but it's getting the. Can I say what he said? Can I say that word? The dumb. It's about getting the dumb to die for his. So he's saying that the being a patriot, it's not dying for your country. It's getting that poor dumb. You know, having him die for his. I mean, that's war. She has no idea. I mean, going to Kamala Harris to talk about war is like going to Gretchen Carlson to listen to her talk about AR-15s, which we're going to talk about in a moment. But what she said there, too, is also incredibly... She's talking about what we've touched on the program. She's saying that you can't... You know, the issue of Hamas and Palestine... which is a fictional made-up believe country. She's saying that there's no conflation between Hamas and the Palestinians. But that's what you have pushed. That is what this party has pushed for decades. That is what this party has pushed for the longest time. They have pushed this. And so this idea that you're not going to conflate it now after you've conflated it this entire time, you don't get to do that. You've done that. And it is their elected government. They did get elected. The only reason that, as I said, that they didn't have further elections is because the competing party, Fatah, which runs West Bank, was terrified that Hamas was going to take everything over. And I have to touch on one more time. I have to go back to that argument that I see a lot of people who think that they can. It's always these dumb communist drive-bys. It's always the people on the left. And they go, oh, well, you know that Netanyahu was the one who created. Hamas, and they funded them. First off, they're citing this interview that he did where he was asked about Qatari involvement when they had the last ceasefire that was violated by Hamas, and they were talking about aid and what Israel should do to make Hamas happy, you know, as though they haven't done enough. I mean, they literally left them a whole country, left you a whole ass country, okay? And you had all that there, and you had the infrastructure and the everything. And they just ran into a hole in the ground. Literally, they built tunnels. But they were talking about funding for that. Now, the idea that he was, because he was saying in the beginning, and this is what the left does here domestically, that they're apparently too stupid to recognize elsewhere. Instead of having a unified enemy, if you want to divide your enemy and have them play off each other, that's just strategy. I mean, if you had Hamas and you're going to have Fatah and they're all under the quote unquote Palestinian Authority, and to have them at each other's throats is better than to have them united and at everybody else's throat. And so that was kind of the strategy, you know, from my perspective of them going into it. But there are a lot of these people who have no idea the history of Hamas and Fatah. They have no idea about the governing authority over there in the territories. They just like read stuff that they see some moron influencer on X say, and they repeat it and act like it's their own thought. Shut up, you turds in the punch bowl. You guys ruin common discourse and you make everything stupider because we have to pause life and address your moral, your idiocy. Stop it. Golly. Now, this, as I said, she's saying that it's very important. There's no conflation between, well, that's what, but you've pushed that for such a long time though. She's pushed that conflation. So it's a little bit difficult for me to hear her now. But hearing her talk about strategy is just like hearing Gretchen Carlson talk about guns. So I had a fundraiser. We had a campaign kickoff and all this stuff last night for the mayor of our town. Everybody should, you should be involved. You should be at every mayoral campaign kickoff in your town. You should be at your city council. We go to the city council stuff. We're at the county commissioners, the judges, the school. I mean, you need to be involved in all of this because all politics is local and you absolutely better judge people. And here's why. These people, if you're not involved locally, why the hell should anyone care about your opinions on national issues? If you cannot even be prevailed upon to take care of your own backyard, your own where you live, then why should anyone take you seriously when you're looking at the national level? So we were there last night, but when I came back, so I'm explaining this to you because I was a little cranky. I was tired. I had been up. I had a really long day yesterday. We get back. I ate dinner. I barely ate dinner. I ate dinner super late. Didn't get back home until like a little after 10 o'clock. And then by the time I was exhausted by the time I was going to bed, and I ended up seeing this on X last night, and I forgot she existed. I felt like that movie. I felt like Tombstone, the scene when Val Kilmer, who should have won an Oscar for his portrayal as Doc Holliday, which is one of the best portrayals of any character I've ever seen in cinema. But I digress. It's when he was talking to Wyatt Earp, and then the Billy Bob Thornton's character, and that's when he had a lot of weight on him, was standing there, and Doc Holliday goes, "Oh, I forgot you were there." And I felt like the same way reading this from Gretchen Carlson. So she is talking about my friend Ben Shapiro, who's saying he's not going to give up his AR-15. She retweets it, and I kid you not, this is like legit her. Woman retweets this, and she writes with her own finger. She thought this with her little brain. She tweeted, quote, "Ordinary people didn't have AR-15s before 2004. They're not some time-honored American tradition. They're a recent mistake that we could fix and save thousands of lives in the process." I'm sorry, what? Someone said, the sources are, dude, trust me. This is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. And I retweeted it and I said, Gretchen should stick to beauty pageants. Kane, what's the saying that I have when someone says something very dumb?
That you go to their job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of it.
Should I share? Oh, you don't think I should? Okay.
No. You can intimate what it all means.
But... yeah, I mean, I don't go to the so she doesn't need to be, you know, coming and so.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, happy. I love this, like, situational mute. Love that. So here's the thing. First off, that's wrong because it's been out there for a long time. It's a modern sporting rifle. I had retweeted it and I said, I'm like, Gretchen needs to stick with beauty pageants because that's embarrassing. That's not even accurate. I mean, it's not even remotely accurate. I mean, it's been around for a long, modern sporting rifle's been around for a super long time. It's been around for a very, very long time. And, you know, I love how they all think, too, that every single rifle, it's black. That makes it shooty arcane. Gretchen facts. Did you know that rifles, when they're painted black, it makes the bullets come out faster? # Gretchen facts, F-A-C-K-S, Gretchen Carlson facts. How unfortunate that she has to share a last name with Tucker. They're not related, but yeah, anything that has optics on it makes it shootier. If you put a sticker on it, it makes it shootier. Do you know that, Kane?
That's
so dangerous. Do you know the Mount Rushmore was carved with an AR-15? It's so dangerous it is. Do you know when they were testing, they told everyone, Kane, that they were testing nuclear devices in the Bikini Atoll? They weren't. They were shooting AR-15s.
What?
Oh my gosh. Just crazy.
Science.
# science. # facts. Gretchen facts. I should have been her for Halloween, but I can't go that long being stupid. I just can't. How would you, someone says that with such conviction? Where do these people come from? It's like, they're like Martians. Where do they come from? And they say this with such conviction. Well, yes, you know, we've never had, before 2004, no one had AR-15s. It's crazy. Everything's an AR-15. Every rifle that I don't know is an AR-15. Good heavens. The comment section should be a book, actually. It's one of the most amazing things ever. First off, she's not correct at all whatsoever. I mean, people have been buying. I mean, this thing has been around for what? Good grief. 50s? Longer?
Yeah.
I mean...
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around for forever. And just to add, it's also the firearm that's like the most well-behaved firearm that's out there. I say that somewhat facetiously because it is an inanimate object and people choose of their own volition to do good or bad things with them. But I mean, it is involved literally in the least amount of criminal activity. The least amount. And so for her to say, well, we could save thousands of, you know what would save thousands of lives is if, you know, we had no crime, Gretch. Can I just also add, I have never, if your name's, I've only met like two Gretchens that I like in my life. What is up with like a lot of the Gretchens out there? If you're a Gretchen and you're listening to the show, we'd probably get along. But you know what I mean? Like sometimes you just meet a people, an inordinate amount of a same name person that you don't like. And you're like, what is up with this name? Everybody that I don't like is named this, right? That are you run into a people who's, I don't know. I guess that's how the Karen phenomenon kicked off. I don't know. But dang. You got Big Gretch. You got Big Gretch up in Michigan. Yeah. Big Gretch Whitmer. She's like the Paul Bunyan in a dress. And then you got Gretchen Carlson. Good grief. I'm going to tell you a story. I kind of met Gretchen Carlson once. I've done stuff with Fox for a number of years. She was one of the rudest people I've ever met. Really? Oh my gosh. She was not nice. She was one of the rudest people I've ever met in my life. When I'm trying to think back when this was. I think it was when my first book was out, Hands Off My Gun. And I had to go to, she was still at Fox, and I went to Fox. I was doing the first week that your book comes out, it's hell on earth because you do media. And if you already work in radio, you're doing 3 hours of radio a day already. But you also have like all the media hits and you're doing all kinds of media. And it's nonstop from morning till night. And you do all the late night hits, all of that. And so that's like for a full week, your first full week push. And so was up in New York and I was getting ready to go on Fox and Friends and I was in the green room and she was doing like a guest segment on something. She was still there. She was in a different day part, but she was there. And, you know, you go into the green room and everybody's very nice and other guests who are there waiting, they, you know, everybody always introduces themselves if they don't know each other already and, you know, greetings, salutations, etc. And I said, you know, hello to her. And she just kind of looked at me and then took a sip of coffee, got up and left. She was one of the rudest people I have ever met in this industry. And I can't really say that about a lot of people because I've met everybody's always, the only other person who was really kind of cold to me was Barbara Walters. And even like Whoopi Goldberg, when I did The View, had pity on me, but it was fine. But yeah, Gretchen Carlson was meaner than her. She was like one of the like rudest people I've ever met in my life. And I was just like, golly. I mean, my thought in my head was, what a bitch. But, you know, I didn't say anything. I was like, okay. And me and my husband looked at each other and there was another guest in there. And we all just kind of looked at each other and it was odd. Anyway, so, you know, it goes to show you. I mean, now I was like, oh, she hates my book. That's why she was, you know, now in hindsight, I'm like, oh, it's because she's a gun grabber and she hates guns. And it was literally a book about guns. Our partners who understand that it's important to be able to have good skincare, especially during a time when you got dudes peddling skincare for women. And I'm sorry, actually, I'm not at all. Women's needs are different from men's needs. Nimi Skincare understands this. And I think they might be like one of the only skincare companies, and everything's made in the US of A, where they not only acknowledge this, but they practice it with the formulations and manufacturing. And so, I mean, this solves a lot of issues. First off, if you're looking for a simple skincare routine that's effective and affordable, Nimi Skincare is the answer. They have very easy to follow routines. You know what? You don't need to slap a lot of stuff on your face. And Nimi understands this. You just need some good quality moisturizers, things that don't have tons of chemicals in them. This is conservative owned. It's made in the USA. Not only do they share your values, but they understand your needs are different. And they're not going to sit here and try to pretend otherwise. You can find them online, NIMI, NimiSkincare.com, and use promo code Dana for 10% off. Check out the Hydrate and Protect Ultimate routine because you got all kinds of anti-aging products to cleanse, moisturize, protect the skin. It's one of their most popular lines. And they only use the best ingredients in their products, not tested on animals, no parabens, none of that stuff. Nimi Skincare products are 100% guaranteed, and they ship right to your door. And you're not compromising your values to have great skin. Visit NimiSkincare.com. That's NIMI Skincare.com. Use promo code Dana for 10% off. Your skin will thank you.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Voluntarily make certain commitments to make sure AI is safe and the system is secure.
Wait, oh, this was his big AI speech?
Yeah.
Yesterday? Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. That was POTUS, President of the United States, who's talking about AI.
He was having a hard time with the word certain. I think yeah, he even cut seven.
He was, he was really struggling with that. Well, and then, okay, so do seven, and then we got to talk about how he had no idea how to take a photo. So do, yeah, let's play seven, because this was part of his, I don't know what he was saying here. I don't know. Maybe you know.
Before I begin, I want to explain why I was delayed a few minutes. I've just spoken with President Fain of the United Auto Workers. And let me say a few words about the UAW and the big three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. They have reached a historic agreement and a hard-fought agreement that was really battled for a while. But it was all done in good faith. And these record agreements reward auto workers.
I mean, what? Maybe he needs AI to talk for him. I'm just saying. You know, maybe he needs AI. Okay, can we talk about how he had no idea how to do photos?
Yeah.
Audio soundbite five. Jill had to, like, get in and tell him where to go. Do I have time?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, check it. She stresses a cat. It's like all of a sudden. He just stands there awkwardly. Like, why are you doing this? Why? Good heavens. We have a second hour on the way, ladies and gents. You don't want to miss a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you looking for that insanely cool holiday gift? Give the most awesome present this year. The Headrest Safe. Stop looking at way too many useless products online. Check out the Headrest Safe. With its sleek, universal design that fits in most vehicles, give the one gift that stands out above all the others. The one-of-a-kind Headrest Safe blends seamlessly into the car's passenger headrest. Only the owner knows it's there. Yeah, pretty cool. Three ways to access the Headrest Safe quickly: a biometric reader that uses a fingerprint, a 4-to-8-digit passcode, and a key. Oh yeah, the Headrest Safe is amazing. So why not just get one for yourself and that person who has everything? The only discount code that will save you $50 and give you free shipping is Dana at checkout. That's D-A-N-A. Of course, the Headrest Safe has a 100% money-back guarantee, but you're gonna love this. The Headrest Safe, the only one to buy for all your valuables. Order the most incredible gift ever while providing safety and security. Go to theheadrestsafe.com.
Beyond Europe, we know that our allies and maybe most importantly our adversaries and competitors are watching. They're watching our response in Ukraine as well. And if we walk away and let Putin erase Ukraine's independence, would-be aggressors around the world would be emboldened to try the same. The risk of conflict and chaos could spread in other parts of the world, in the Indo-Pacific, in the Middle East, especially in the Middle East. Iran is supporting Russia in Ukraine, and is supporting Hamas.
Good grief. So Biden saying, that's from his remarks last night, which I still maintain were horrible. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here with you. And you can listen to the program across the country. You can stream the program as well. You can watch the simulcast YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. He's arguing that if we allow Putin to erase Ukraine's independence, do they have independence? Because they did shut down a lot of their media outlets. Let's not have a contest to see who has the more communistic approach. Okay. It's not our responsibility. Not my problem. That's Europe's issue. Let them deal with it. Let them deal with it. You deal with the issue. I grew up hearing that the United States was a nation building busybody. I grew up hearing that not only was the United States a nation-building busybody, but that we always tried to, we were involved in everything, involved in every conflict. Okay, well then let's be true to that criticism and let's make it right and let's not be. Let them sort it all out. I mean, we should be doing that anyway. Let them sort it out because it's not our responsibility. It's not our responsibility to provide. There were discussions to resolve this issue before the West, I think, got in and inflamed the situation and then I think brought Ukraine away from the negotiating table. I just don't think it's our responsibility because it doesn't affect our national security interests. They're arguing over a piece of land. And it's to tie it to Israel, I think is insane specious and is a betrayal of education on the area. It's not even, there's no comparison here. But that's what he wants to do with this $106 billion package. He wants to send billions of our dollars to Hamas, to Gaza's government. And they couldn't even, I've seen how many interviews, we have all this audio, and we played some of it for you already. How many times, Kane, have they said that they cannot actually be for sure? They're concerned that this aid could actually go towards Hamas.
Only every time they've spoken about it.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. Let's just go ahead and give them the money then. Let's go ahead and just fund the conflict. Let's throw money at everybody involved and let's see how, let's just be entertained. That's what it seems like. That's what it seems like. Why would you do that? Why would you give them aid? We have no allegiance, fealty, responsibility for or towards Gaza. That's Hamas. We've given them so much aid already. It's not our problem that Hamas stole all the aid to enrich themselves. It is not our problem that Hamas, they don't even live in the hellscape that they created. Their leader lives in a plushy palace in Qatar. Doesn't matter. They created the situation. That's Hamas. And I would say even the whole organization, the Palestinian Authority, of which Hamas and Fatah are just two different sides of the same terrorist coin. And the guy who is the head of Fatah is also the chair of the Palestinian Authority. And that's they had Hamas that was elected in 2006 after Israel pulled up stakes, totally receded, totally left Gaza, no occupation, left it to Hamas. Hamas didn't do a single damn thing with it except build tunnels underneath and hide munitions in schools. And now then they were elected in 2006. And Abbas doesn't want to have another election because he thinks that Hamas will take over everything. That's why they haven't had another election. And so the aid that has been sent over there, it's not our problem that Hamas, the elected governing authority of Gaza, chose to keep it for themselves. That is not an argument for us to send more of our hard-earned tax dollars over during a time of recession, inflation, everybody's broke. We don't have that kind of money to spend. We also owe absolutely nothing to Ukraine. We've given them $44 billion already. We can't account for hardly any of it. We're paying people's pensions over there. We can't even take care of our own veterans here at home. We don't owe them anything. We owe them not a damn dime. There is no benefit for the United States at all whatsoever. And you can give me the strongest neocon argument that a drive-by thinks they can present. It's not going to win. It's not going to win it. It's not going to work. It's not going to persuade me. It's not going to persuade other people who recognize that we have no national security interest served by the United States involving itself in a land dispute between Ukraine and Russia. The end. We have greater geopolitical foes elsewhere. Russia is a dying, dead empire. They have waning influence. They're playing second banana to China at this point. Even if they wanted to, they have no way to facilitate or finance any kind of a perceived grand ambition to reinvent the Soviet empire. It's never going to happen. They know it's never going to happen. And for everyone else who's like, well, you know, you can't have NATO, they don't want NATO on their border. NATO's already on their border. It's been on their border with Estonia and Latvia, and there hasn't been an issue. Stop. What? Oh, now, just right now? It's just so dumb. That is so dumb and so specious. I'm so tired of it. I think that's an invention of Western neocons to say that they want to expand their empire. Now, as it relates to Israel, Israel is a strategic ally in that area. We have the Abraham Accords, which is why Iran is so mad, why they decided to do this now. You have this ongoing fight between Sunni and Shia. That's a power, and we shouldn't even be involved in that to that extent. In fact, Saudi Arabia and all of these other signees to the Abraham Accords, they should be stepping up and doing a hell of a lot more. Protect your trade partner. Nothing's going to get done anyway because the house is in chaos. Spending is going to continue at current levels because the house is in chaos. Where are we at now with the latest on this? I know we've got, what, third round, fourth round? And I think they're taking a secretive vote right now to determine whether or not, or a behind closed doors vote, that's going to determine whether or not Jim Jordan, they're voting on whether or not he stays in the race. Does anyone care at this point? You could have Bigfoot. I don't care. Y'all got to get on it and pick somebody. You got to pick somebody. Now, as all of this has been happening, we told you earlier about the Houthis. We told you about the Navy warship near Yemen that intercepted multiple missiles. They haven't actually said for certain which way those missiles were going. And then, of course, while Iran infiltrated the White House, remember you had that, I mean, basically remember the Iranian intelligence community, North Korea got into our IT departments and then they used the money to fund their weapons. I don't know if you saw that. Associated Press, thousands of remote IT workers sent wages to North Korea to help fund a weapons program, according to the FBI. Maybe they would have caught that a little sooner had they not been trying to bully parents who were just speaking out in favor of their children school board meetings. So IT workers that were contracting with U.S. companies, they've been sending thousands of them millions of dollars of their wages to North Korea to use in its ballistic missile program. How cheap and broke ass is your country that this is how you have to fund your weapons program, by the way. That's what FBI and DOJ said. They said that these IT workers had been, they dispatched and contracted by North Korea to work remotely, Kane, with companies in St. Louis and elsewhere in the U.S.
Really?
They've been using false identities to get their jobs. Mm-hmm. The money earned was funneled to the North Korean weapons program. The FBI held a press conference in St. Louis, our hometown, Kane, yesterday. You know, they're too busy going after law-abiding people that simply want to be able to lawfully carry their perfectly legal to purchase private property. Court documents say that North Korea's government dispatched thousands of skilled IT workers to live primarily in China and Russia with the goal of deceiving businesses from the U.S. and elsewhere into hiring them as freelance remote employees. Then they used techniques to make it look like they were working in the U.S., including paying Americans to use their home Wi-Fi connections. And then they would hire freelance IT workers, and more, these companies would more than likely hire people participating in the scheme. And they said that the North Koreans contracted with companies across the U.S. and in some other countries. So thousands of these IT workers, all part of this. And the scheme was so prevalent, the FBI says that companies have to be extra vigilant in verifying whom they're hiring, including requiring interviewees to at least be seen via video. Because that's how bad it is. Isn't that something? It's a good thing they were, boy, oh boy, it's a good thing they were watching those Catholics, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, oh boy, it's a good thing they were watching those parents speaking out at school board meetings, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh boy, it's a good thing they were watching all those lawful people going to gun shows, huh? You rat bastards. So that's, isn't that something just lovely? While all this was happening, in 2016, you know, they found four Chinese nationals in a trading company charged in the U.S. with using front companies to evade sanctions that targeted NOCO's ballistics initiatives. So it'll be interesting to see what charges come from this. But yeah, that millions of dollars funneled back to that. Millions of dollars. And they had the press conference about this yesterday in St. Louis. There. A couple of other things to touch on as well. We were talking about, I don't know if you saw this. I was looking at some of the reactions. So who's that brat? She's a grown-ass woman now. She's not a little kid. She's aging out of the youth bracket. I think that's kind of sad when I see people aging out of the youth bracket clinging to the youth activism avatar. So you got Greta, what's her face? Thunberg. And Israeli officials slam her because guess who this brat backed? She's defending Hamas. Of course she is. The weather girl. How old is she now? She's like a grown person.
Yes.
Why is she speaking out about this at all? This is what happens when everyone's like, oh, no, you deserve to have a seat at the table of big ideas, Greta. I don't like making kids into activists. I don't like kiddie activism. I've always hated it. I've hated it for years. And so now they have this. She was apparently had sent a message supporting the Gazan government. And she said that Israel was, she actually had the audacity, this bimbo, and she's a bimbo. You can get mad at me all you want, but she is. She endorsed a comment where she said that genocide was being perpetrated in Gaza. Any people are going to get mad at me for saying that. I don't care. I'm tired of like acting like you can't respond to someone. Oh, well, she was a kid once. So was I. You know who else were kids? All the babies that the people she's standing for murdered over in Israel. They were all kids once till they had their heads cut off. Until they were burned alive. You know the 12-year-old girl? The sweet autistic girl who dressed up as Harry Potter? They found her and her grandmother dead in the desert. Do you know that? I wonder if Greta Thunberg can spare a word for, you know, for that genocide. She wants to talk about genocide. Who, I mean, golly, her parents are literally like the participation trophy, like poster parents. God, so she, I guess, can't get any more attention for bitching about the weather, so she does this. These people, honestly. Looking for a proactive solution in a battle against COVID-19? Well, ivermectin is now available at All Family Pharmacy based in Boca Raton, Florida. With a growing interest in its potential benefits, ivermectin has emerged at the forefront for its antiviral properties. Supported by robust research and real-world experiences, it has gained new attention as a possible ally in managing the impact of the virus. For reliable information and access to quality products like ivermectin, visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and save 10% with promo code Dana10. Your health matters, so stay informed. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Navigate these challenging times with informed choices and proactive steps. All Family Pharmacy is U.S.-based and safe. Embrace the possibilities with ivermectin. Save 10% with code Dana10 when you place your order now at allfamilypharma.com/Dana. That's allfamilypharma.com/Dana, code Dana10. That's Dana and the number 10.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, this first up here, a Michigan man who stole $20,000 in mixers from Target gets jail time. What? That's a guy, 31 years old, Farmington Hills, Michigan. Guy's going to spend some time in jail. He pled guilty to a scheme in which he stole a bunch of KitchenAid mixers, like the big giant countertop mixers. And he, I guess, I mean, it was this whole scheme where they were reselling them. He was ordered to pay $20,000 in restitution to Target. It was the theft and resale scheme. And they would take them, they're like $500 per unit, and then they would resell them. He had a little side hustle going on, but now he's in jail for it. Because it's dumb. It's a dumb side hustle. Get like a real job. A man was found sleeping inside the ceiling of a convenience store, scaring the shop owners half to death. This is according to the British Mirror, but it was in Norman, Oklahoma, where it happened. Apparently, the guy didn't steal any food or any other items. They're investigating, in Norman police, they're investigating the Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Store. Workers arrived just last month. They were met with a puzzling scene. They saw ceiling tiles strewn across the floor. And then that's when they discovered 41-year-old Philip Hickman sleeping in the ceiling. And he was there sleeping on the rafters. And so they finally took him into custody. But yeah, he had, apparently there was a lot of stuff that were damaged, and it was damaged in the ceiling area. But golly, I don't know what goes through people's heads. This is Putin deploys combat dolphins to take on Ukrainian commandos in the Black Sea. Combat dolphins are jerks, man. You know that, right? They're absolute ignorant animals. They can be your friend or they can, it just depends. I mean, you know, some dolphins are just D-backs. This is the way it is. These probably are those kinds of dolphins. They're specially trained marine mammals. Didn't they do this before? I've heard stories about this before. They help guard the Black Sea fleet at Sevastopol and at that port in Crimea. And satellite images have indicated floating pens have been installed near where special forces have made incursions and landed on the Crimean Peninsula. So they apparently detect enemy divers, they can plant mines, and they can do reconnaissance. That's just actually kind of... You have combat dolphins. What about like a combat narwhal? Or a combat manatee? Do you have a combat manatee? How would that work? A bear, again, another bear that breaks into people's homes and does people things. This bear broke into a home in Connecticut and stole the lasagna out of the kitchen. Legit took the lasagna. You can see the bear's tags in the video. Took the lasagna out of the kitchen, walked right to the refrigerator, literally pulled it open with its paw, got the lasagna like it knew what it was doing, and started eating the lasagna. That's creepy when they just like know that stuff's in. I don't know. Stay with us. We got more in store.
Are you looking for that insanely cool holiday gift? Give the most awesome present this year. The Headrest Safe. Stop looking at way too many useless products online. Check out the Headrest Safe. With its sleek, universal design that fits in most vehicles, give the one gift that stands out above all the others. The one-of-a-kind Headrest Safe blends seamlessly into the car's passenger headrest. Only the owner knows it's there. Yeah, pretty cool.
three ways to access the headrest safe quickly. A biometric reader that uses a fingerprint, a 4-to-8-digit passcode, and a key. Oh yeah, the headrest safe is amazing. So why not just get one for yourself and that person who has everything? The only discount code that will save you $50 and give you free shipping is Dana at checkout. That's D-A-N-A. Of course, the headrest safe has a 100% money-back guarantee, but you're gonna love this. The headrest safe, the only one to buy for all your valuables. Order the most incredible gift ever while providing safety and security. Go to theheadrestsafe.com.
Make sure you sign up for Substack over my chapter and verse newsletter. Good stuff that comes out daily. So I don't watch The View because I have standards and stuff. But I ended up accidentally seeing this. It reminded me of an SNL skit. Everyone is sending me links to SNL skits about just when different singer-songwriter karaoke things. Because over at The View, they apparently had, like, the Wine Moms are just back at it, man. And they had two chicks in, like, the flowy Target dresses singing some song. There was a warning on the video on Twitter, like, don't play this by cats, they go crazy. And I'm only going to be able to give you like 5 seconds because I'll die. But I guess it was like an anti-gun song or something about gun violence song. And it just reminded me of like when drunk chicks mistake dive bar karaoke for like American Idol. Just a taste of it. Just a taste. I had to listen to it, so do you.
I know that things will change when enough of us will say enough, enough.
Okay. Man, I can't. Yeah. I mean, the whole, like, I'm going to close my eyes and wave my arms around like a wizard, and I just, I don't know. Oh, my gosh, I can't. You know what gets criminals to stop doing criminal stuff? Going and singing bad songs on The View. That's what it does. Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know what I mean? Like I mean, it's like drunk chicks who are like, oh my gosh, what if there's a producer from American Idol in here at the dive bar? I'm going to do my best at karaoke. Fancy, here's your one chance, don't let me down. I mean, like I... So it feels like I got those vibes majorly, dude. Oh, turn down for what? Oh, man, our politics are so stupid. I'm trying real hard to get through this segment. It's just not. I mean, I don't. It was not good. It was not good. It was pretty cringe, man. Somebody goes, this is not the Lilith Fair. Yeah, make it stop. I didn't even like when I was in high school and the Lilith Fair came out. I didn't even like it then because I just thought it was cringe. I'm like, I don't want to hang out with you bitches all day. I don't want to do that. Who wants to a bunch of like chicks in Birkenstocks? That's my idea of hell. That's any singer songwriter anything is my idea of hell. I would only make maybe an exception for one song by John Denver. And I don't know. That's pretty much it. My stepdad likes James Taylor. Loves James Taylor. So I can't totally pass a lot of judgment. Just out of respect to him. But the second he's off this mortal coil, I will. But it's kind of macabre. I don't like the singer-songwriter stuff. And can I just a sidebar? What's up with the flowy dress? Is that the thing of the season? Are we all pretending to be a Little House on the Prairie? Is that what we're doing here? Is that it? Is that like the new thing? Like we're all going to wear Clydesdale heels and dress up like Little House on the Prairie? I'm just asking because I want to know if I need to stay inside all fall or, you know, if I can go out in public and not, you know, cringe to death over someone else's attire. All right. It really was. I mean, that's. I don't even know what they were talking about, but I'm told it was about gun violence stuff. Meanwhile, John Fetterman, he tweeted this out literally just a little bit ago. Can I say this word? Okay, let me put this. I don't know if I can say this. Let me put this in Slack. Can I say that word that's in the headline?
Yeah, if you pronounce it just like it's written, I think so.
Jag off?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's, I don't look at me, guys.
That's news. I mean,
it's news and it's what he said. It's right. What it's what Senator Cargo Shorts McCroc said, okay? So he's really milking this to level cringe. At this point, it's just like, we get it. You're a slob. Gross. And he says that he thinks it's not him. You know, it's his staff. He tweeted, quote, and by he, I mean his staff, quote, if those jagoffs in the House stop trying to shut our government down and fully support Ukraine, then I will save democracy by wearing a suit on the Senate floor next week. Nobody cares. I don't want to do anything that bad. I don't care what you do, man. You could like wear a sumo. You could wear a sumo towel. I don't care. Nobody was going to. Nobody does that. Nobody. No. Uh-uh. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But it seems like because he can't. Now that's all he talks about. He's or his staff and him. I guess he's being encouraged to only talk about that now. And he's beating it to death. Now it's just becoming kind of annoying. And then you know what? Then you get stuff like this. I can't. Susan Collins, who I'm not even a fan of. She's now threatening to do stuff, too. See, look what he started. Go ahead. Go ahead. Play that.
I plan to wear a bikini tomorrow to the Senate floor to do away with the dress code. To me, debases the institution.
It's going to be a bingo wing party. Man, it's going to... We have the dumbest. We live in the dumbest times. We really do. I want aliens to come and just like blow up our planet. We live in the dumbest of times. Honestly, I watched this movie last night. It was supposed to be a horror movie, but it actually made me feel hopeful. It was about, I can't remember what it was called. It was some chick. Oh, Significant Other. That's what it was called. Some chick and her boyfriend who's a vegetarian. And I was like, that's your first problem. I'm already scared. Like, you're going into the woods with this beta. They were going, they were in the Pacific Northwest. So it was, they had the Pacific Northwest, like the sticker, and they had like all the, they were Whole Foods' ideal customers. And they probably wore like underwear woven of hemp and all this stuff. And, you know, they probably used deer musk as cologne. I don't know. And he's like, let's go hiking and then camping in the woods. Now, I love nature, but I'm not going to lie or pretend to be I'm something I'm not. We, the people, invented the house, okay? So that we don't have to be homeless. And I just view, and if you love to do this, more power to you. I'm just telling you where I am. I don't like pretending to be homeless. We invented the house, okay? And the lights in it and the running water. Anyway, so this guy's like, let's go on a romantic, and it was cold because they're all bundled up, and it was in the Pacific Northwest, so it's raining. Like, you're going to be miserable, cold, and wet, and you're going to be sleeping on the cold, hard ground in your little tent. This is a nightmare. And then they go to a burger shack before they go up in the mountains. I'm not going to tell you the whole movie, but I will, so just warning. And he asks for a vegetarian meal at a place that literally said it was the Burger Shack. And my first thought was, girl, it's already scary. You better run. I mean, him saying that was the audible. It was basically the equivalent of, ch-ch-ch. You know what that means. So they go up, aliens are involved, and somehow he gets, they're going to come and fill up the earth, and the alien likes the girl and he wants her to go onto a planet away from, you know, the destruction that's coming to Earth. And I'm like, is it destruction or is it going to help? Because everything is so stupid, it can't get much worse. That was my first thought. And as the final scene began to fade to black, the sky was full of these alien pods raining down like red, hateful, vengeful asteroids. And I just thought, oh, look, it's a better day. That's what I thought. I was like, this was supposed to be a scary movie. And I was not scared. I was hopeful. The only time I was scared was when, you know, she had to depend on the guy who went to the Burger Shack and got a vegetarian meal. And I'm like, how are you going to live in the woods? So anyway, long story short, everything is dumb. And I eagerly await our alien overlords. I don't know about you. Right. Kane, I would look. That's going to be a happy day. I'll play some Bill Withers.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost embarrassing to take them to our leader at this point.
Yeah, I mean, well, which leader? I mean, we got, you know, President Cheese Brain McDaddy Showers, or, you know, President Crocs McCargo Shorts. I don't know, like, which one? Which? Where do we go? Or are you going to take him up to Lil Castro up in Canada, right? Or are you going to take him to Hot for Teacher over in France? Like, where are you going? I'm full of it today, okay? All right. Got through that. I hope that we don't get, because that's the word that he used, right? Yeah. That's the word that he used. And I'm, like, trying to shut our government down and fully support Ukraine. No, I want our government to be shut down now. I don't care if he wears a suit or not. Now he's just like, it's just overkill, man. It's just overkill. In the meantime, he's trying to talk about his suit. Maybe pay attention to what's happening at the border. An Eagle Pass, Bill Malugin says it's a total free-for-all. He says that, now, I'm going to point out, yesterday he said it was the biggest that he's ever seen. Okay, so now he's like, wait, I was wrong. Today is the biggest I've ever seen. Check this out. They counted about a little over 15,000 Haitians under the bridge in Del Rio. In Del Rio, there were over 15,000 illegal immigrants under the bridge. That's just in Del Rio. In Eagle Pass, thousands under that bridge. Now, what did they say yesterday was? 9,000?
8,000 or 9,000, yeah.
It was like a little under, I think, 9,500. Guys, we got some major problems here. Yeah, shut it down. Shut it all down. If you can't look at these images and not think, shut it all the hell down, you don't deserve to be in elected office. And you remember every single Republican that compromises on a CR. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. Because you know, you have Democrats that go out there and say, oh, no, they're going to get, they're going to come back for, you know, they'll go to immigration court and they'll see a judge. What were the statistics? Something like 93, actually over that percentage, never show up. Never. I mean, they never, ever show up. When is this video, this flashback video of Biden?
This is from 2015, from what I understand.
Oh, I guess another before all the strokes he had. I'm just speculating. Now, just by the way, he is a racist. So think about how he's saying this. But secondly, he misses the point. Listen.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America.
This is absolute Biden minority. In 2015. He's
fewer
just worried
than 50%
about
50% of the people in America.
He's just worried about, man, there's not going to be any more whites. That's what he's, everyone else is like, wow, how are you all going, are they going to vote? Like, that's not even the point. Everyone else who isn't a racist, like Democrat Joe Biden, who eulogized a Klan member, everyone else is wondering, wait a minute, what is going to happen to resources? What's going to happen to schools? What's going to happen to, like, voting? I mean, are these the people that are given, you know, like, what is it, $2,000 stipend from the U.S. government funded by taxpayers? Like, we're all asking those questions. Joe Biden, this was the guy who also said he didn't want his, he made a racist comment about his kids growing up in desegregated schools. And then that's his focus. And that was in 2015. Looking for a proactive solution in a battle against COVID-19? Well, ivermectin is now available at All Family Pharmacy, based in Boca Raton, Florida. With a growing interest in its potential benefits, ivermectin has emerged at the forefront for its antiviral properties. Supported by robust research and real-world experiences, it has gained new attention as a possible ally in managing the impact of the virus. For reliable information and access to quality products like ivermectin, visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and save 10% with promo code Dana10. Your health matters, so stay informed. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Navigate these challenging times with informed choices and proactive steps. All Family Pharmacy is U.S.-based and safe. Embrace the possibilities with ivermectin. Save 10% with code Dana10 when you place your order now at allfamilypharma.com/Dana. That's allfamilypharma.com/Dana, code Dana10. That's Dana and the number 10.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Imagine having to fight an alligator for a lawn chair in Florida. That's literally the only sentence that you can say that makes sense only in Florida, nowhere else. One Facebook user showed Guapo, the greedy alligator at the Everglades Holiday Park in Fort Lauderdale, apparently likes to take people's lawn chairs. And there's a video of him taking someone's lawn chair. Florida Fish and Wildlife say that alligators, like, you know, obviously they need external heat sources, so they bask in the sun. And Guapo, the greedy alligator, thought that chair was a great way to do it. I mean, I'm not going to fight him for it. No way. Yeah, I mean, go ahead and have that. Go ahead and take it. Just have it. A Florida man is charged with stealing a staggering 1,300 gallons of Wawa gas. It's the Wawa. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. So this dude, $9,000. This is what I was looking for. $9,000 worth of gas from Wawa locations in Orange County, Florida last year. Yerison Perez was charged with three counts of grand theft, one count of a scheme to defraud on Friday, and he was arrested on an active warrant. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services announced the arrest, and he was also arrested by Orlando police for fuel theft August of last year. Three separate Wawa locations he targeted, 1,300 gallons of fuel stolen, totaling more than $9,000 in value. And he's on video, on all of this stuff. And apparently he's got a couple of other charges against him, too. But, I mean, of all the things to do, that's not very... you can't really do that surreptitiously. You know what I mean? You can't... It's not something that you can just, like, do without being caught. I don't know. Some of these people. Let's see here. Okay, so this guy, 78-year-old Florida man, shot at his neighbor because the neighbor trimmed his trees over the property line. Oh, my gosh. So, Edward Drzolowski, yeah, from DeLeon Springs, was booked into Volusia County Jail Sunday. Second-degree murder. He killed this dude. He killed the 42-year-old. This is a 78-year-old. You know what you say. Elderly people aren't innocent. This 78-year-old shot and killed this 42-year-old came. Yeah, okay. Brian Ford was trimming tree limbs along the fence line, and Drzolowski confronted him about being on his property, and he told detectives he told Ford he was going to kill him, and when Ford didn't leave, he killed him. There were two 911 calls that came in. Paramedics arrived, but they couldn't revive the guy. And Drzolowski's being held without bond pending initial court appearance. So he's got a second-degree murder charge that's like minimum of 16 years, 16 and a half years, and he could get maximum of life in prison. I don't see how this is. Someone was like, well, was it a stand your ground? Doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it was a stand your ground at all. It sounded like this guy got mad because this dude was trimming trees. That's what it sounds like. And a black bear sighting in a tree at Disney World triggers the closure of the Magic Kingdom. Oh, look, they're still in the headlines after all. Florida Fish and Wildlife said that they successfully captured the adult female bear, and they're going to relocate it to a national forest. But there was aerial footage. They found a bear in a tree. It's a bear in a tree. Stay with us. We got a lot more in store. Third hour on the way. Coming up.
Are you looking for that insanely cool holiday gift? Give the most awesome present this year. The Headrest Safe. Stop looking at way too many useless products online. Check out the Headrest Safe. With its sleek, universal design that fits in most vehicles, give the one gift that stands out above all the others. The one-of-a-kind Headrest Safe blends seamlessly into the car's passenger headrest. Only the owner knows it's there. Yeah, pretty cool. Three ways to access the Headrest Safe quickly. A biometric reader that uses a fingerprint, a 4-to-8-digit passcode, and a key. Oh, yeah. The Headrest Safe is amazing, so why not just get one for yourself and that person who has everything? The only discount code that will save you $50 and give you free shipping is Dana at checkout. That's D-A-N-A. Of course, the Headrest Safe has a 100% money-back guarantee, but you're gonna love this. The Headrest Safe, the only one to buy for all your valuables. Order the most incredible gift ever while providing safety and security. Go to theheadrestsafe.com.
There was civility. We could disagree. We could have healthy conversations around what's best for kids. I respect differences of opinion. I don't have too much respect for people that are misbehaving in public and then acting as if they know what's right for kids.
He's talking about parents here. That's Miguel Cardona, who's the education secretary. There's nobody misbehaving. Who is he talking about who's misbehaving at these school board meetings? Who is he talking about here? Welcome back to the show. Top of this third hour, Dana Lash with you. You can listen across the country. Make sure that you check out the streaming as well. YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV, Substack, Chapter and Verse. Go sign up. He doesn't have respect for parents. There aren't parents who are misbehaving at school board meetings. Who's he talking about?
They act like they know what. They act like they know what about kids.
Yeah, they're parents. Who are you? Who's this guy sitting here telling me I can't be involved in my kid's life? Or that parents lose authority over their kids once their kids walk their school doors? I think you got this situation messed up here, Slick. I think you got it a little bit backwards. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? I'm going to tell you what, parents back in the day would not, like our grandparents and our parents, can you imagine like a 1970s parent dealing with this? Somebody gets slapped. Somebody would get slapped. Flip-flop off. Not even playing with this. It's different today. Everybody's worried about hurting everybody else's feelings. There's nobody who's been misbehaving at school board meetings. Nobody. I'm not even quite sure what he's talking about here. You know, or think they act like they know. Yeah, well, they are parents. There's this pervasive idea amongst a lot of people on the left, most of the left, where government exists to help you out and to, you know, from cradle to grave, and that all the authorities know better than you, especially about your kids. It's just not true. Where's Smod? Speaking of Smod, I need to come back to this. Can we talk about this oarfish real quick? Yeah. Or fish. I'm not saying orifice, although that'd be a funny way to say it. So I got to intersperse some of the politics here or we're all going to go mad. So there's this orifice, they say. It's a rare creature, widely believed to be the harbinger of natural disasters. It's said to appear before tsunamis and earthquakes. And apparently, off the coast of Taiwan in July, the earthquake fish was seen floating off the coast. What? Yes. The oar fish, or the giant oar fish, a.k.a. doomsday fish. It is ugly. I don't even know. They discovered it in July 20th this year. They discovered this giant. So there's this myth with it that it is it's like a doomsday harbinger. So like what? So, okay, here's my question with this. What's a grace period before like the doom comes, right? What is that? Like you see the oar fish is like a week, a couple weeks, couple months. Like what's the, is there some scientific, is there like a timeline? Apparently it's a giant herring, isn't it?
It looks like it.
Yeah. It's known as the king of herrings. It's gross. It's really a gross looking fish. I don't know. Some say that there's no, they said that they could not, according to Forbes, one set of researchers said they couldn't find any reports of a 6.0 or greater magnitude quake happening within 10 days of a deep sea fish sighting. They said the oarfish legend is really compelling, but there's no scientific reason to think we can use, I don't care about your science anymore because your science says that a dude can chop off his willy and be a chick. So I don't know. I'm just going to go with the oarfish myth. What's happening? Smod on the way. What's up? Now, we were talking about harsh winters, too, because my parents and my grandparents had all these old-timey things that they trusted. It's like Calvin Ball rules of nature. And my mom lives by the Farmer's Almanac. Well, what's the Farmer's Almanac say? She's like, that's way more precise than the meteorologist and all this other stuff. So a friend of mine, their dad went out and cut a persimmon off their tree. And they cut it in half. So apparently the myth with a persimmon is that if there's a spoon in it, when you cut it in half, then that means you're going to be shoveling a lot of snow this winter. Is that what that means, Kane? So you, that, and then the, what is the other one? the woolly caterpillar.
The woolly worm, yeah.
The woolly worm.
The woolly bear caterpillar.
So if it's like real woolly, uninterrupted color, then that means it's going to be a bad winter too?
Yeah. If there's a really small middle, like there's usually like a rust sort of color, and then it's dark on both ends. So if that rust middle is longer, the more mild the winter. But if that rust middle is much shorter, then there's supposed to be a harsh winter.
So when my friend's dad cut into the persimmon that they pulled off the tree, it had on one side, when they cut it in half, it was a knife shape, and the other side, it was a spoon. That means it's going to be an icy cold winter with a lot of snow to shovel.
Yep.
I mean, according to the persimmon theory. Is that
pretty accurate? I would say the Farmer's Almanac is probably more accurate.
Don't they talk about that stuff
in
there?
What we see on TV, meteorology.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's trends to it for sure. Now I feel like I need to get one. I feel like I need a... Do you have one?
What, a persimmon tree or a
No, or like a the literally almanac. The Farmer's Almanac, yeah.
No, I don't. I used to have one.
My mom used to give me one every year.
In the early aughts, I used
to have didn't love me anymore. She stopped. Yeah, she like lives by this thing. All my my grandpa had like cattle and all that stuff, so he like went. I think all the farmers and all that, obviously Farmer's Almanac, but yeah, she's like, you can apply this you know to now. You can apply it. It's ever it comes out every year. So they have the 23-24. Apparently, it's going to be unseasonably cold and stormy. That's I guess what we're getting where we are, Kane.
Yeah. That's what it's looking like.
Yeah. So ice. I'm glad I got my generator. Yay. Anyway, we had to talk because I can't get over this oarfish thing. I kind of want that to be true. Like the myth of it, right? It's this weird, gross worm. It's a worm, really. Isn't it a wormfish? Herring, whatever.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, Kane, we saw it, it came up in June. July, June, whatever.
July, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So we're on the clock for some doom. Yeah. When's it coming?
Yeah, we are.
Just waiting. And we're going to have an icy cold winter with a lot of snow to shovel, according to the persimmons. Isn't that what that little hairy pig saw? Groundhog. Isn't that what that groundhog saw?
I don't know. He sees shadows, I think.
Do you remember what the groundhog thing, what it saw this year, Steve? Hang on. It's Friday, guys. We're doing this. Groundhog. Well,
that was back in February, so...
Mm-hmm.
That would have predicted how we exited winter. I think.
Oh, apparently he saw his shadow. The furry pig saw its shadow, so he predicted six more. So yeah, all indications gonna be a bad winter. So if you like cold and ice and you know misery in general, yay for you. You're gonna have a good, horrible winter. Yay. Right when energy prices are gonna increase.
Oh yeah.
Yay! Gas is gonna be expensive, heating your home is gonna be expensive. Yay! Steve says his acorn theory is a myth. Steve, what's your acorn theory?
No, my grandma always told me that if there was a lot of acorns, that more acorns that fell normally, like in your driveway, then it would be a harsh winter. So I just tried to look it up, and there was like a whole bold thing, and I was like, that is not true.
I'm going to tell my kids that you can tell that it's going to be a harsh winter when you see squirrels out in Patagonia jackets. Means it's going to be a harsh winter.
Right.
If you see squirrels out in little Patagonia, little Patagonia squirrel jackets, it's going to be a harsh winter. The persimmon thing looks cool though. But and dude, check it. So the Channel 5 affiliate in our hometown, Kane.
Yeah. KSDK.
It said snowy winter coming from Missouri. Persimmon seeds say. Oh, there it is. So.
Something to it. I mean, there is something to.
All these people cutting in all their persimmons, and they're all seeing the same thing. Spoons and knives. What? Cold winter, because the knife is it's supposed to be cutting cold winter, and the spoon is like the shovel. That's why they think. So that's what. So get prepared for a bad winter. I'm just going to go ahead and start stocking up on a couple everyday items, you know. Just start doing that now.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I'm... Now I really do want to make we have a generator. Now I want to make sure I get a propane tank. Bobby, it's clean burning fuel. I get some clean burning fuel right there cuz everything is going to be so expensive. Think about it. The Saudis are still controlling the reduced production. You got President McUnity Daddy Showers can't talk. who suspended those leases in Alaska. They're trying to push everyone to the whole Green New Deal. It's going to be expensive. And he's focusing on what? Oh, that's right, gun violence prevention. They need an election issue. They need something. Give them something. They're having their, Kane, when is this? Their Rose Garden ceremony is expected to take place after we get off air.
The White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to be like a glorified cabal of gun control people. This is after, and we talked about this earlier this week, it came out last year that these gun control activists actually colluded with the CDC to have the CDC remove their defensive gun usage statistics, to delete that so that people couldn't look and see, because the gun control folks said that it impeded their efforts to restrict your Second Amendment rights. So they have their White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. I want to know how much this is going to cost taxpayers. And it's full of literally gun control activists who know nothing literally about guns. Nothing. And she said that, she tweeted this out this morning. She goes, because you marched, organized, and voted, we passed the most significant gun safety legislation in 30 years. What is she talking about? What did they pass? All I've seen are executive orders and ATF directives. They haven't passed anything. You know, every election, this is always like at the bottom of the issue of concerns when including amongst Democrats, when they survey Democrats. But they're not serious about this. They're not serious about this because first off, it's just a back pat to the gun control groups that have supported them. But secondly, they're not serious about this because this doesn't have to do with law-abiding people owning firearms. This has to do with repeat offenders getting back out on the street. I mean, for crying out loud, Nike closed for forever. What, in Portland? Where Nike was invented, where they first launched, they have now shut their doors entirely because of the crime. It's not safe for them to remain open. I mean, that's just insane. But that's the restorative justice. That's their law. That's their idea of lawlessness and disorder.
Are you looking for that insanely cool holiday gift? Give the most awesome present this year. The Headrest Safe. Stop looking at way too many useless products online. Check out the Headrest Safe. With its sleek, universal design that fits in most vehicles, give the one gift that stands out above all the others. The one-of-a-kind Headrest Safe blends seamlessly into the car's passenger headrest. Only the owner knows it's there. Yeah, pretty cool. Three ways to access the Headrest Safe quickly: a biometric reader that uses a fingerprint, a 4-to-8-digit passcode, and a key. Oh yeah, the Headrest Safe is amazing. So why not just get one for yourself and that person who has everything? The only discount code that will save you $50 and give you free shipping is Dana at checkout. That's D-A-N-A. Of course, the Headrest Safe has a 100% money-back guarantee, but you're gonna love this. The Headrest Safe, the only one to buy for all your valuables. Order the most incredible gift ever while providing safety and security. Go to theheadrestsafe.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Keep seeing this headline different places, and I'm trying to, I mean, I don't know, I guess it's true, maybe. So this guy was on social media saying that if you're in a public bathroom and you see like tiny specks like on the side of the toilet, like the toilet paper that's in the little plastic thing, and you take it off and it's a little circle toilet paper in there, and there's looks like there's marks in it, he says that's where drug users are wiping off their needles. So be careful with restroom toilet paper. I don't like public restrooms anyway because, no, I just don't. That's where I have not lost my germophobia with that at all. What is Skeeter syndrome? We have a whole bunch of gross stuff today. Welts caused by Skeeter syndrome. Is it a mosquito bite or is it Skeeter syndrome? So they say, according to Cleveland Clinic, it's the allergic reaction marked by significant inflammation. So if you have, you know, like a welt that doesn't, from a mosquito bite that doesn't go away. Oh my gosh, you big babies. That happens from time to time. Just put some Benadryl on it. Why are you making that face?
It's definitely not because of the vaccine or for COVID or any of that stuff.
Wait, do you think?
I think that your immune system has been, you know.
Only if you get the clot
compromised. Or from the shot or from COVID itself.
I don't know. Some people, I think, do get this, but it's just your body's dealing with a mosquito bite. It's not like a thing. An incurable dog disease is on the rise, and now apparently 3 humans have caught it. This is terrifying. So they said it's Brucella canis is a bacterial infection. It can spread through bodily fluids, transmitted to humans. People can manifest the symptoms like a fever, malaise, you know, an enlarged spleen, or swollen lymph nodes. It is incurable in dogs. And in the UK, they've been recommending to people euthanasia. Humans can be treated with a long course of antibiotics. So wait a minute, if humans can be treated with antibiotics, then why can't dogs? No, you just gotta kill them. What? Like, what in the world? Like, there was one woman in it, and they said that it spreads in fluids, in reproductive fluids, and can be transmitted to humans. But they said that that before 2020, the UK had only 3 recorded cases in dogs. There was one woman who said that she was told she should put her five dogs down because they had it. But again, we go back to, if humans can be treated with antibiotics, then why can't dogs? I don't know. Chinese women are using a fake belly button sticker to make their legs look longer. You've heard that right. It's a curious trend going on in China right now, and it's weird. It's a fake belly button sticker that is used to make, and it does not look at all like that. That's weird. That's so weird. Stay with us.
Are you looking for that insanely cool holiday gift? Give the most awesome present this year. The Headrest Safe. Stop looking at way too many useless products online. Check out the Headrest Safe. With its sleek, universal design that fits in most vehicles, give the one gift that stands out above all the others. The one-of-a-kind Headrest Safe blends seamlessly into the car's passenger headrest. Only the owner knows it's there. Yeah, pretty cool. 3 ways to access the Headrest Safe quickly. A biometric reader that uses a fingerprint, a 4-to-8-digit passcode, and a key. Oh yeah, the Headrest Safe is amazing. So why not just get one for yourself and that person who has everything? The only discount code that will save you $50 and give you free shipping is Dana at checkout. That's D-A-N-A. Of course, the Headrest Safe has a 100% money-back guarantee, but you're gonna love this. The Headrest Safe, the only one to buy for all your valuables. Order the most incredible gift ever while providing safety and security. Go to theheadrestsafe.com.
You can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program. Wherever you can stream. You can also catch the simulcast of said radio program. YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. I'm reading this thing. This is over in the School Diversity Week in the United Kingdom. It's just like us. It's a UK-wide celebration of alphabet people equality in primary and secondary schools. Like, primary and secondary schools, isn't that where they're learning about, like, verbs and, you know, how to tie your shoes and, you know, be a human, you know, just like do basic things, you know, learn things. And we're teaching or pushing, not teaching, you're pushing abstract concepts like mental illness that adults have. Can we just boil this down in very simplistic terms? These are adults who are pushing their obsession over bits onto kids. That's what this is. Like, I cannot believe, I never would have predicted that we would be in this reality. This is like it's like its own horror film. And we were just talking with Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey just last hour about the suit that he's filed in our home state, Kane, of Missouri, Wentzville School District. Wentzville, which is like this pie in the sky school out in St. Charles County. Very beautiful, very, very beautiful county, by the way. And they were having these hidden discussions, the school board was, about gender-neutral bathrooms. And one of the school board members was on unofficial record saying, well, you know, we just don't care what the parents think about this. And then now the attorney general's involved. 42 parents spoke out. 3 of the school board members blew the whistle. So thankfully, people are speaking up. But this is just, it's insanity. And this is, it is a culture war, but there is an ideological component to it. And that's kind of what's the focus of this book. It's called Hide Your Children, Exposing the Marxists Behind the Attack on America's Kids. And it is out today. It's in stores today. My friend Liz Wheeler, who joins me via Skype, host of The Liz Wheeler Show. This is her book. Congrats on the book, by the way. I really like the cover of it, The Red Wolf. I'm just trying to figure out how we got into a society, Liz, where we have like strange adults, like these are not even like familial members, who are obsessed with bathroom policy in other people, other people's kids' schools, or where, I mean, that are having these, you know, people who are on school boards that think that parents don't have a right to know what's happening in their kids' schools. It's just, we got to this point really fast because this was not a huge issue 10 years ago.
Thanks, Dana, for having me on the show. I mean, to say that it's cultural insanity that we're experiencing right now might be the understatement of the year. When I began to research just the very beginnings of this book, I was researching just as a mom, like, is this a concerted effort to target our children? Who's behind this? What is this all about? Why now? And I realized that, yes, it's certainly escalated now. We can all see that. I mean, what you were just describing is so horrendous. I mean, happening in the UK as well as in the US, happening in our home states, in the Bible Belt, like the places you least expect it. And I realized that while it is escalating, it's not new. It's the culmination of decades upon decades of the left infiltrating our institutions, institutions that were meant to protect children, and co-opting them, subverting them until they've entirely captured these institutions. I'm talking our major institutions, obviously the media, the education system, sadly, a lot of religious institutions too, the law, the family, and in particular, the element of the nuclear family, the children, it maybe is the last element left standing. So what I do in my book is I trace each of these things. I name the names of the people and the organizations behind the capture of these institutions, behind the attack on America's kids. And then once we've established the reality of this political enemy that we're facing, who they are and what they want, I offer a solution that, Dana, I will tell you is different than what the Republican Party offers for how we can take back these institutions and save our kids. Because what the Republican Party has been doing the last 15 years is not working, or we wouldn't be where we are today.
Well, yeah, I wonder if some of them even know like the concept of critical race theory. I remember the whole issue of Derrick Bell and Barack Obama, and I was writing about this in 2012, and it seemed really weird that this was going to replace like the economic class warfare, getting into this like the cultural construct warfare, which is where we are now. But the Republican Party, there are a lot of Republicans that don't understand the importance of this, that think, like, for instance, like the fight against Disney. There was some like old crusty Republican fundraiser who's like, oh, it's not necessary to do all that. Well, it wasn't like it was the Florida legislature or the governor's idea of Florida to get involved in this. These were parents who were livid that what was being presented, for instance, as Black history was literally, it was a class called queer theory. I don't understand how that goes into Black American history or Black history at all, but that was what was being presented and packaged into this veneer of Black history and sold to kids, like, you know, in seventh grade, eighth grade even. So these were parents that were speaking out about this. Why do some Republicans, Liz, why is there, is it just they don't see it, the importance of it, do you think? Or is it that they are just stupid to the concept, for the lack of a better way to put it? Because I just can't imagine, you know, all of the policy stuff is downstream from culture. I don't understand why they don't see the importance of this fight.
Well, let me give you a perfect example of this, because I think a lot of conservatives have been blithely unaware. We've been complacent. Part of the reason that parents have been complacent is because they didn't realize this was happening.
Yeah, true.
But the people that should have been the ones to ring this bell, this warning bell, are politicians fighting back against it. Our media choose not to believe it. It's not convenient for them. They don't want to talk about issues that are uncomfortable or moral. They just want to go to their DC cocktail parties and not deal with the issues that actually impact our families. So this example is Governor Chris Christie was on CNN about 2 weeks ago, and he was asked about some of these states around the country that have been banning transgender surgeries for kids. And he was asked, why don't you support that if you are against these transgender surgeries for kids? And Christie says, listen, I don't support the surgeries, but I don't think it's government's right to step in and tell parents what they can do or not do with their children. It needs to be parents' decision whether they can mutilate the bodies of their children in the name of gender ideology. And I saw that, Dana, and I was like, he's a perfect example of what I'm talking about when I say the Republican Party has gotten it wrong. Because the Republican Party defines freedom as the ultimate end. As long as someone has the freedom to do something, that must be good and right and moral. And that's not true. If it were true, then what David French said when he once said that drag queen story hour was a blessing of liberty, there'd have to be something inherently good about these grown men dressed as sexualized versions of women gyrating in front of women. But I reject that there's anything good about that. It's grotesque. It's immoral. It's evil. So the Republican Party must be getting the definition of liberty wrong. It must be that the definition of liberty is that freedom is the means to something greater. But Republican politicians have lost sight of this or refuse to grapple with this question, because in order to answer that question, what is something greater? What is this something greater? What does human flourishing look like? How do we use the just authority of government to enact these ends in our society? They have to think about and wrestle with moral issues, which is the last thing that politicians in Washington, D.C. want to do.
No, there isn't any morality there. I mean, it's like the godless, you know, trying to lecture about God. That's kind of what it is. Liz Wheeler, her new book, Hide Your Children, Exposing the Marxist Behind the Attack on America's Kids. You also get into the ESG guidelines as well, which I think the best way to describe this, because I've had people say, if you had to break that down into like an elevator pitch, I mean, it's basically like China's, you know, behavioral credit score, but just apply it to every aspect of your life, financial, everything. I mean, I was just reading about how there was more financial penalties being applied. This is here in the United States. I can't find this headline. But tell me a little bit about that, because you include that in this as well. So after they go through school, if they are able to like come out of, you know, that process, if they're not homeschooled — homeschool your kids, by the way, everybody, if you can — if they are able to come out in one piece from the school system, and then they go out into the workplace, they're probably going to be now discriminated against based on their ideology. If things keep going this way because of these, the behavioral, you know, the ESG, it's like Chinese behavioral credit score. I mean, ultimately, that's what it is.
It is. And it's actually even worse than that, because children are suffering the repercussions of ESG when they're still in school, when they're still young children, when they're still under 10 years old, even, because it's not just that they're going to run into this when they apply for a job. It's not just that they're going to be forced to undergo DEI training once they've been hired. It's that these woke corporations that produce products for children, including Disney, or, you know, Bud Light is a perfect example of this, although they're not producing a product for children. But Disney's a good example. Build-A-Bear is a good example of it. I mean, Target, all of these different places. The reason that they are embracing this so-called wokeness is because it earns them points on their ESG score, and they need a high ESG score if they want to participate in our market. Because these big financial institutions like BlackRock and Bank of America, who determine whether you get loans and whether you can survive in the market, at least for these big corporations, is forcing these corporations to virtue signal and embrace wokeness, or else they're being penalized in the market. So these big corporations that are targeting our children with really poisonous stuff. We all remember those videos of the Disney executive that says we are intentionally inserting a queerness agenda into our children's programming. It's not because that profits them, Dana. They've lost an incredible amount of money producing these woke films. It's because they're pursuing a high ESG score. So as long as that's something that governs our corporations in our country, and it is already here — it's not something that we're predicting will happen, it's already here — as long as that's a legal thing to do, then wokeness in our corporations is never going to be solved, and it's never going to be something that the corporations walk back just based on backlash or boyccotts from conservatives.
Yeah, true. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, the ESG guidelines. We're proud, Kane, to have a negative 50,000 ESG score here on the show. I think that's how we got to start doing it. The book is Hide Your Children, Exposing the Marxists Behind the Attack on America's Kids. It is out today. Liz Wheeler, congratulations on the book. This is a good discussion. We got to talk with you again soon.
Are you looking for that insanely cool holiday gift? Give the most awesome present this year: the Headrest Safe. Stop looking at way too many useless products online. Check out the Headrest Safe. With its sleek, universal design that fits in most vehicles, give the one gift that stands out above all the others. The one-of-a-kind Headrest Safe blends seamlessly into the car's passenger headrest. Only the owner knows it's there. Yeah, pretty cool. Three ways to access the Headrest Safe quickly: a biometric reader that uses a fingerprint, a 4-to-8-digit passcode, and a key. Oh yeah, the Headrest Safe is amazing. So why not just get one for yourself and that person who has everything? The only discount code that will save you $50 and give you free shipping is Dana at checkout. That's D-A-N-A. Of course, the Headrest Safe has a 100% money-back guarantee, but you're gonna love this. The Headrest Safe, the only one to buy for all your valuables. Order the most incredible gift ever while providing safety and security. Go to theheadrestsafe.com.
Another man who's always there. He's always, I'll tell you what, when I need help on the left, he's great.
and he's my friend too. Lindsey Graham, wherever you are, Lindsey.
Oh no. No.
Thank you. Oh no, dude, no,
no.
He helps me on the left.
Girl, what you doing?
We need help sometimes. Republicans shouldn't need help on the left, but he helps me.
Oh girl, what you doing? The crowd was not having it. And he was like, no, I'm gonna save this. No, you aren't saving it. You can't, you, it's like going into a small room with bad air circulation. You know, when you're going to go talk to a bunch of people and just like crop dust in the room, right? You, when you, that's the same thing as saying Lindsey Graham's name at a conservative event. It's the same thing. You know what I mean? You can't do that. That's Trump. It was yesterday. He was in South Carolina. Why would you do that? Stop it. Why would he go out? I like Lindsey Graham. Why? Why would you go out and do that? I know that Lindsey Graham stumps for him. I get that they're buddies, but dude, you cannot. And you can't be calling everybody else a rhino when you go out and say that stuff, right? You can't be like, you were governor after Jeb Bush, so you must be a rhino. When, not really, I mean, you had Rick Scott there too, but you can't, when you go out and you're like, Lindsey Graham, bringing him up at a rally. When he, when I saw that, at first I saw Lindsey Graham's name trending yesterday, and I was like, why? Oh, why? What happened? It's because that. You can't do that. Girl, now what you doing? You can't. Oh. I that was just funny. Can we talk about Justin Trudeau, Lil Castro, for a minute? We got the same. Audio somebody 10. Justin Trudeau, they got in trouble. In fact, one of their dudes just resigned. I'm going to play this audio because they literally brought like an actual Nazi into Canadian Parliament. You know, after they called truckers in the convoy Nazis, they brought a real one. Listen.
Obviously, it's extremely upsetting that this happened. The speaker has acknowledged his mistake and has apologized. But this is something that is deeply embarrassing to the Parliament of Canada and, by extension, to all Canadians. I think particularly of Jewish MPs and all members of the Jewish community across the country who are commemorating Yom Kippur today. I think it's going to be really important that all of us push back against Russian propaganda, Russian disinformation, and continue our steadfast and unequivocal support for
Ukraine. So he calls Caillou Trudeau there. Sorry, Caillou Castro. It's never going to end. He actually calls the, you know, because they brought in like a legit Nazi. He calls it Russian disinformation. You know, you did not. Canada's House Speaker, by the way, they resigned. The guy fought, he did. He fought literally for, that is a true thing. It was a Nazi military unit. They invited a dude who fought for a Nazi military unit to World War II, during World War II, to Parliament to attend a speech by the Ukrainian president. That actually happened. And after they delivered the address, they gave 98-year-old Yaroslav Hunka a standing ovation. And then the speaker, Anthony Rota, drew attention to him. And then Rota introduced him as a war hero who fought for the 1st Ukrainian Division. That was the 1st Ukrainian Division was also known as the Waffen-SS Galicia Division. And it was a division under the command of the Nazis, or as Brad Pitt would say in Inglourious Basterds, Nazis. They had a Nazi there in Canadian Parliament. This just might be my masterpiece. Oh, my gosh. So remember how when they were called, remember the trucker convoy and how you had lawmakers and, you know.
Yeah, they said the honk honk was like Heil Hitler.
It was just like Heil Hitler. When I heard trucks go honk honk, it's just like Heil Hitler, said some stupid Canadian lawmaker. And then they bring an actual Nazi in. You can't tell a Nazi from a truck. You stupid, dumb lawmakers. So Rota stepped down as a speaker. And they said, oh, we're so sorry. We didn't mean to invite the Nazi. I mean, well, we did, but we forgot that he was a Nazi, kind of. Yeah. Golly. I mean, golly. I mean, it's just, it's beyond having lunch with him, but, you know, you don't invite him to Parliament. All right. Today's stupidity.
All right. You remember when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House when she wasn't, you know, insider trading.
Sure.
She was pretty much just impeaching Trump. Well, here's what she had to say. Listen to this.
But if you have a difference of opinion, you just can't be impeaching.
What?
On the other hand, this is a fake distraction, as you said.
As she's talking about the impeachment.
As opposed
inquiry.
To like a real distraction? The hell does that mean? Yeah. It's a fake distraction. What's the difference between a fake one and a real one? And also, what? That's literally what you did. That's what you did the entire time you were House Speaker. Look, you're making me go falsetto. Folks, have a great night. Go and sign up for the newsletter over at Substack. Find us YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. I'll be back with you tomorrow.